It is Kasabian, Rocket Fuel, on Exposure Radio X. I'm John Kennedy, and with me tonight is Serge from Kasabian. We are playing the whole of the new Kasabian album, The Alchemist's Euphoria, in full, with Serge himself talking us through it track by track. Rocket Fuel is one of the songs on the album already that we've heard quite a bit, you know, and it's been busting up dance floors and soundtracking all sorts of activity, I suppose, because with that going to the party refrain, I think people would use it to psych themselves up.
Definitely.
So what's going on? I mean, tell us about how you made this record. So, you know, the surgery is where you've recorded for the last few years, isn't it? And I love the name, you know, the surgery. So it's kind of the studio that's actually attached to your house.
Yes, exactly. Well, it's moved now. I've got a new place now. I've built like a proper, like, it's beautiful. Sort of like, it's proper, like, you can imagine, like, it's like, it looks like where Kanye would work, you know what I mean? It's like this. Industrial sort of massive, almost like corrugated black church kind of looks.
Wow.
Like boathouse from Amsterdam.
Where is it?
Just in the, you know, next door to the house.
Right.
Hidden like Batman style. It's great. It's amazing. And so like, so I get like, that track came like, I was thinking about the new mosh pit, because the mosh pit's, there's changed a little bit. There's a new sort of tempo that I've been noticing. And I've been, you know, I've been to see Kendrick and I've saw Tyler, the Creator, and there's a sort of 80 BPM thing going on. Travis Scott as well. And I was like, that, I mean, and it's like, because if I'm thinking about doing a mosh song, I probably wouldn't think about those tempos. Like, there's a range where I'll go here and this is going to be good. So that was the starting point. So I thought, well, if it could somehow make modern futuristic rock and roll version of that, how what would that be? You know, how would that sound? So with that in mind, that's where the kind of Rocket Fuel thing came. And that, like, the sort of a gig situation where you get that drop and it drop into that tempo. So that's where that started. And then, but to sort of angle in the sort of like rock and roll to it, like in the, like the sort of the grungier, the quiet loud, the famous quiet loud, because Nirvana was, you know, there's no better mosh than, you know, Smells Like Teen Spirit's up there, isn't it? So to sort of nick this quiet loud, this is the alchemy. See, this is where the alchemy of the record comes. This is where I'm taking from it all different things, rearranging, putting them all back together in the surgery, like in the operating theatre. So you've got that quiet loud, but our quiet loud is the quiet bit, it's the R&B section, so it's like pure R&B. I'd love to have got Khalees to sing that bit, but it didn't work out. But you know what I mean? So that's the sort of quiet bit, and then it goes to the loud bit, which is the sort of new mosh. And I think it is ferocious. Like, I love that track. Like, I can't wait to play that live, because I think that'll just take a bit, similar to when we did Vlad. Like, I remember playing that to a few people and they were like, I don't really understand what's going on. It's sort of, someone said like they thought the speakers were broken. Do you know what I mean? Like, are you sure this is the track? I'm like, no, this is it. This is what it goes like. And then like 2 or 3 years later, becomes the biggest, one of the biggest tunes we play. I got a feeling like Rocket Fuel's going to be that, you know, and I think that we found something that, you know, like to push guitar music, to keep pushing, to keep figuring it out. I think that's a special track.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is really exciting. And then